We'll be right back. Yeah, it's Future Breaks FM here on KUSF San Francisco. Big thanks to our first guest, Martin, for cracking, what, hour and a half of dubstep and techno vibes. Sitting here to my left, thanks for spending two of your 24 hours in San Francisco with us.
Thank you very much.
It's been a while since we saw you. When was the last time? It was,
I think about 6-8 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
And
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for coming down. So I think most people know you, obviously, as a drum and bass producer, but you have these strong interests in techno and dubstep. So seems like you kind of wanted to give a contrast to what you'll be doing tonight down at the gig.
Yeah. I mean, you know, radio is good for playing different things, not necessarily dance floor stuff. And, you know, I play with a laptop, so I always have lots of music with me anyway. So I thought this would be a good time to, you know, drop some different things, like some weird dubstep stuff and some techno music. See what you all think about it.
Well, I liked it for one. Can't speak for everyone, but yeah, that was really nice. I mean, we play mostly breakbeat stuff here on the program, but also some techno from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. So real quickly, for those who aren't as familiar with Martin, currently you're doing work for Marcus Intellex's labels, Solar and Revolver.
Yeah.
And you've had things on Bassbin, Offshore, and probably a couple I'm forgetting there.
Play Music as well.
Play Music, that's right, the Flights label.
Yep.
And what's coming forward? We got a 12-inch on Revolver at the end of this month.
Yeah. Well, last week there was a 12-inch release with two techno remixes. One was from a tune by myself called Get Down, and it was remixed by the Underground Resistance crew from Detroit. Then on the other side was Marcus Intellex's Red 7 tune, and that was remixed by John Tejada. And that 12-inch is doing pretty good in the whole techno community, I would say.
Excellent.
And then this month is a dubstep thing by me. It's the tune you hear in the background. And on the other side is a track called Shadowcasting. I've been doing lots of stuff, you know, just lots of down-tempo things, lots of techno tunes, all kinds of things.
Is this kind of the first time you've branched out like this as an artist, or were you always kind of making this kind of music, just not seeking releases as much?
I've always been interested in techno and house music, and I've always produced it as well. You know, it's just a matter of finishing things as well. You know, there's so many people saying that they make different styles of music besides drum and bass, but you know, people need to finish it and try and get it out on labels as well. And that's what I'm, you know, that's my aim for this year, just to have my drum and bass stuff out, but also dubstep stuff or techno or house things, you know, just anything that I feel is my music. So that's the plan, the master plan.
Was it a bit of a steeper curve to get more connections in that realm? And kind of, I mean, because you've had a very strong series of releases in the drum and bass world, obviously, and mm-hmm. people, you know, are probably coming to you looking for more. So was it a bit different to kind of look in a different direction and speak to some different people about?
Well, I must say, I did have a lot of help. You know, Marcus, who runs the Revolver and Solar labels, has a lot of contacts also outside of drum and bass. Same goes for ST Holdings, who distributes Solar. It's a big distributor in the UK. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a lot of contacts in the dubstep world and in the house and techno world. So, I mean, I must say they helped me a lot, you know, just getting to the right people. And obviously, this 12-inch has been doing well. You know, people like Giles Peterson have been playing it, and Laurent Garnier, and
You
know, just people all over the place, really. So, I'm really, really happy with that. You know, it's just great if you can do music and it gets picked up by people, you know, with an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm happy.
Excellent. So, as far as the drum and bass side of the coin, kind of what can we expect tonight and kind of in upcoming times from you?
All my drum and bass sets have included a lot of older material at the moment, plus some new stuff by me, new stuff by, you know, on the Solar label, obviously. Yeah, it's just rolling with a definite techno influence, but, you know, it's never like super hard. It just has to have like this groove, and, you know, if it has a groove, then I'll play it. That's basically it. So
nice. So
come and listen.
And again, the details for this tonight is the night's called Still Doing It, and this is down at Anu Bar on 6th Street, 43 6th Street between Market and Mission. We're there every first Saturday, and there's no cover all night. It's a free night, so there's very little commitment obligation to kind of walk in the door and check it out, which I encourage you to do. And again, we're talking about putting you on around midnight or so. Does that sound?
Sounds good.
Yeah. I think we'll have a nice extended session along with myself, Kuz, and DJ Rick, the residents, with MC Child on the mic. So we hope to see you all there. Any last minute shout outs or things you want to mention?
Well, just shout outs to everyone in San Francisco that I know, and hope to see you all tonight.
Excellent. And once again, you can find out more about Martin at his MySpace page, which is myspace.com/MartinDNB. That's MartinDNB. And you can find out all the information for Still Doing It at www.stilldoingit.com. We're going to switch over to Amit and have a word about what he's up to these days. So again, thanks very much for coming down, Martin.
No problem.
See you again soon. All right, we are back with our second special guest for today, Amit. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Good to see you again in San Francisco.
Yeah, man.
Last time was end of March last year, I think.
Yeah, so it was for the album tour last year, and I was able to clute. Had a great time, and was really looking forward to coming back in.
Excellent. So that was right before Never Ending.
Yeah.
Dropped, I think. Came out in the summer of last year.
Yeah, I think it was about a month and a half before it came out, I think.
Right. And that was down at Get Freaky at 10:15.
Yeah.
But this time you were playing for Reflex and Redline. This was last night down at Cat Club. How was that? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was good. I had a bit of a technical difficulty beforehand. But once it was, you know, in full swing, it was okay. It's good.
Yeah, it was just a tricky Mac or something.
Yeah, it's just if you rely on computers, then you know that's what happens sometimes.
Exactly. So let's talk about kind of what happened since the album. You had a good response in this, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, cross-platform. It went, you know, from different genres of music, from you know, like people that are into dubstep, even hip-hop, and you know, people that are into just like maybe world music. I had a lot of love from like those different pockets. And that's what I really kind of wanted, because when doing the album, I wanted to make sure that it just didn't kind of pigeonhole itself like for one branch of people. And then from there it was a 12 with Suicide Bomber, and I don't know if I can say.
Yeah, go for it.
Cunt Kicker.
It's one that's gotten some play here for sure.
Cool.
Was there any kind of interest sparked from the album? Like, did people approach you about kind of collaborating? Did anything pan out with that?
Yeah, there was a few indie bands and stuff that wanted remixes done. There was soundtrack work. There was a lot. I'll tell you what I did get a lot of was festival work for like supporting bands. Like, I played with Sonic Youth last December.
Wow, nice.
And to just share the stage with like a band that's been so instrumentally important to my career was amazing.
Yeah, and has this kind of fed back into your
yep,
live act? And
yep, it has. Certain things those guys did and do now. I mean, like, you know, the atmospheres and textures that they have with their strings and drum sections, you know. I mean, like, I've even been taking that into like into my own live sets and stuff. So, I mean, I'm always about like checking out or, you know, digging into old stuff and looking at the new stuff as well, and then just seeing how it can affect me, you know, and how I can kind of like incorporate into what I do as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's safe to say that you've brought a lot of influences that weren't as prominent in drum and bass before. I don't know if you consider it drum and bass even, but I mean,
I just I think the way I work, I try not to think of music as, I don't think of it as a genre. I just think of it as music, and you know, I just go with that, and my influences and what I'm about, what affects me, what gets me going, I just channel that down as a hobby and not as work, you know. And that way, there's no stress, there's no pressure. You just do what you do, and it comes out the way it is.
And you know, I've noticed that, you know, there has been kind of a little bit of silence from you in your release schedule, and it seems like that's more of your approach, is that do it when the inspiration strikes or when you're ready to release it, as more of a hobby and not.
Yeah, definitely. It's my one thing I maintain. If you've got something to say, you say it, and if you haven't, you don't. And I went through a phase where I wanted to just check stuff out, like just really, continue what I'm doing, but not in any way kind of like repeat it as such. And so, I'm always constantly like just, you know, checking out new stuff, whether it's how the world affects us, you know, with politics and whatnot. I mean, that really gets me going when it comes to making tunes. So at the moment, I've made a lot of work, and I'm enjoying this time where I'm just sitting back and just seeing what I want to do with it. And yeah, that kind of, it kind of excites me, because it's nice when you don't know what the future is.
But having done the album, did that kind of influence your expectations for yourself, and kind of like in terms of the format where you, in which you present your music? And I mean, are you looking to do more of an album format?
Or? Yeah, definitely. I think I do get myself sometimes thinking with like just 12s, you know, 12 inches. I mean, initially they're cool, you know, they get you into the bloodstream of music, and people play your stuff and you get recognized and whatnot. But then after that, it's just, I don't know, I kind of cringe sometimes when it's just like another 12, it's another 12, it's another 12.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'd rather do like, maybe just be an album artist who just releases an album, you know, and even like a, you know, a mini album, like six tracks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And with some bonus stuff. And, you know, that's what I'm really thinking of, you know, as opposed to just 12s. Because I think long players say a lot more than just, you know, a slate of vinyl.
Absolutely. I mean, assuming that it kind of ties together as more than a collection of singles.
Yeah.
So you've spoken a fair bit about kind of like how you've been influenced and things like that. How do you see your influence so far? And like, do you notice people kind of changing their style a little bit? Hear your music?
It's quite positive. I mean, like, I get a lot of people saying that they've done this because of a particular track or inspired, and especially in like other forms of music. I mean, like, especially I know a lot of people within the whole dubstep thing have like really taken on board, like, you know, I've been really homing on what I'm doing and stuff, and listen to it as well. It's nice, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, we're all affected, and we all create stuff on, you know, on the back of some inspiration and stuff, right? So I mean, at the end of the day, if I can do that, I'm more than happy.
So last night I was at the show, and I heard a lot of stuff that was unfamiliar, maybe like half and half kind of unreleased stuff and tunes that I recognized. So like, do you want to speak a bit about those and kind of?
Yeah,
okay. I also heard you playing some of other people's tunes, a couple of digital things, and that was the first time I heard that from you compared to your last set.
Mm. So. Yeah, well, okay, yeah. Well, the sets that I tend to work on now, I mean, like a lot of it is like, sometimes there's loops and triggers and stuff that I haven't finished, you know, like sections. Like I might have a 64 bar loop of something and I just don't see anything with it, you know, as I'm working with it in like, you know, or just arranging it at home. And then it makes sense when you go out and play it, and then like you bring some atmospheres, you trigger a few things, you slow things down, and suddenly you get the idea, this is where the track can go.
Mm.
And you get, it works as a set. So you know, it's more natural. My pet peeve is to sit in front of a computer and make music. I can't stand it. It's horrible.
You're in the wrong business, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just really stiff, man. I just like, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just not organic, you know, in the same way bands are, you know. I mean, you just jam and you get on with it kind of thing with a vibe. With computers, it's kind of like, it's stiff, you know. And you have to kind of do a lot to kind of show it's not stiff.
Are you even thinking about moving in that direction as an artist and only playing live and not doing your?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, I'm trying to look into bring other people on board and stuff. So perhaps I do, you know, rhythm sections and my atmospheres and stuff, and bring vocalists and, you know, guitar players and stuff, and kind of do something as a unit like that. I mean, I know it takes a lot of energy to, you know, to get everyone together and with time schedule and people's lives and stuff. Do you get what I mean?
But yeah, to be a band leader.
Yeah, I mean, that's a job and a half again, right? Do you get what I mean? And I'm intending to try and keep it as a hobby, but then that would be a job. Going back to other pieces of music in the set, there's people that inspire me. There's people whose music that I listen to now and I kind of think, yeah, you know, they're actually perhaps using a similar ethos that I'm using when it comes to making music, and I just want to give them the same, you know, give them a voice as well, so that they can, their music can be heard as well. There's a couple of guys, Kit and Ash, from Singapore, and I think, personally, I think they're making the best music that I've heard. in the last few months, and they've just signed an EP to Metalheads. You should check those guys out because they'll be huge.
Kit and Ash?
Kit and Ash, yeah.
Did you remember the name of the one you played last night with the kind of house beat but the big break in it?
I think it's Tomorrow Is Our Ending. I think it's called that.
Tomorrow's Ending. Okay. Yeah. Is that them or is that...
No, that's a guy called Outrage.
Oh, it's Outrage.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's a guy called Outrage. Yeah, I think that's his best track that he's done for me. It's completely way off. I haven't heard anything like that.
It's really different, yeah.
Yeah.
But that kind of housey thing and then also like just big breaks.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. We should wrap it up. But again, thanks so much for coming down. Do you want to shout out any kind of like, you know, references for people to go and check out to find out more about you or, you know, things you want to plug?
Yeah, you can, you know, keep checking Commercial Suicide, www.commercialsuicide.org, and there'll always be information on there, and, you know, just keep your ears open. Something will surface, and it will be really exciting. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for coming down. I know you probably have limited time here, so we appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for having me.
And looking forward to having you back soon.
Cool.
We're going to turn things over in just a few minutes to the Turkish Cultural Program here on KUSF. It's Future Breaks FM. Thanks for tuning in. This is DJ M with Canadub, Martin, Ahmet, and Scarlett in the studio. And... That's it for us. We'll see you next week.